In the town of Marysvale, ATVs are a big thing, especially in the summer, where ATV trips sometimes include back trail rides to the Richfield Walmart.
We do that on Wednesdays. We have a guy that takes everybody with a wagon and they go grocery shopping at Walmart.
With Marysvale in the heart of the incredibly popular Paiute ATV trail, business flourishes in the town in the summer.
It's a $5.5 million tourism business.
Jeff Knowles says population changes dramatically with the seasons.
In the winter here, there's probably about less than 100. In the summer, there's probably 10,000.
But that tourism money doesn't necessarily extend to the towns to the south. In fact, in Junction, they formed a committee to address intergenerational poverty.
They're living it every day. They need the help.
Paiute County Commissioner Will Talbot is a co-chairman.
Down here in these communities, 1,500 people population in our county, we know them. Personally, we went to school with them. We know the families.
The committee has come up with a three-pillared approach: education, economic development, and mental health.
Education, to me, is the paramount pillar of all of those, because without that one, everything else would collapse.
School Superintendent Shane Erickson says the tiny district has great teachers and an amazing student-to-teacher ratio, but there are challenges.
Because we are a small county, many of our students that go on have to go elsewhere for employment, and our hopes is that someday some of those students will be able to come back.
But come back to what?
Right in this area right here, you either ranch or you drive truck.
Willie Barnson says regulations are crippling his trucking business. As for ranching, Talbot says the area used to be nearly all agriculture.
Them farms used to raise families, and as the price of everything in this world's gone up, them families have been forced to sell the ranch.
There have been fights here over grazing on federal land. Land Talbot and Barnson insist ranchers have taken care of for generations.
Our backs are against the wall. Sooner or later, we're pushing back.
On the road to understanding, I'm Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.